Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're hoping to get your New Year diet started before Easter, then this is the podcast you need. That's so rude. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Easter eggs, though.
Don't, because mini eggs are in the shops.
I know, I've seen them.
Have you seen the chocolate orange mini
yes.
eggs?
Yes.
Oh, they
I'm
are.
Really tempted.
It's too soon.
It's fine. All right, fine.
Producer Paul is also here. Hello.
Had to have a night in a premier inn in Liverpool for work purposes last week. Did force myself to have a packet of mini eggs while
oh
I was there.
Oh my God! And you lost £3.
Yeah.
Oh, you kept that quiet as well.
I forgot about it amongst all the Christmas cake and fish and chips I was eating.
And you still lost £3.
Jammy gift.
Keep your messages of hate coming in.
We love them.
For producer Paul. These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle modern life. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get an anonymous voice note for you later on today. But let's help a relationship first.
Okay, so is this wife in the wrong for changing her mind about doing dry January?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the husband decided to quit booze for the first month of the year and his wife said that she would join him. But when the first weekend of January came around, she changed her mind and had a glass of wine.
Did she now?
He's upset that she has gone back on her pledge to do it with him.
I have not done anything like this with my partner. He's not keen on health kicks. But, you see, he's tall and slim.
Lanky. Sorry, not lanky.
Yeah, lanky. Yeah, he's tall and slim, so he doesn't...
Yeah, it's the same for my partner.
That's the problem. And fitness-wise, well, I mean, there's absolutely... He's too fit. So I don't want any sort of challenge with him. He was in the army.
Okay.
And has always just been one of those people that are fit without trying.
Age will get to him eventually.
I know, but he's 43.
Yeah, he's still got a little way to go, I think.
So I thought he would have got to him. I was hoping. I've been waiting years for him to have to slow down.
But nope.
So I'm a bit of a, I'll just do this plan myself.
Okay.
I did do a plan with a friend once. We joined a gym together, but the gym was in a hotel. Right, okay. So we would meet in the bar.
Yes, yeah, you've mentioned
yeah.
it before, I think.
And so
yeah.
there have been times where we just sat and had bottles of Budweiser.
Great. And it's sat in your workout stuff?
No.
No.
No. Oh, maybe I was. I think she came from where she was a sales lady, so she was definitely not in workout stuff. I think I probably turned
Amazing.
Up and just sat in a bar in workout gear, drinking bottles of Budweiser.
I wouldn't expect anything less from
walking
you,
home. So walking home was a good thing. But yeah, I think it's very easy to go off plan. But I would say in a relationship, my advice would be secretly go off plan.
Okay.
So if this girl wanted a wine on a weekend.
Yeah.
But how can you do that secretly, though?
Because
you live with someone.
It's easy, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. You have a bottle of Schlur in the fridge.
Right.
You tell your husband that you're going to pour the Schlur into a wine glass to make you feel
you
a bit better.
It. You would smell it straight
would
away.
You?
Yeah, wine, you would. I don't drink wine.
Would
I don't like
men,
it.
Though, would men?
Oh, yeah, they are a bit stupid.
Yeah, but what
I'm
I mean
right
is
here,
they're,
guys.
But they're not looking out for that. You just go, yeah. Oh, God. You bring the bottle of Schlur with you. So he thinks that when you go to the fridge, you're shoving Prosecco.
I just think he shouldn't put pressure on her.
But they did agree together. She didn't have to agree.
Yeah, but then she could just say, well, actually, no, I've changed my mind. Like, you're allowed to change your mind on things and just say, no,
are you allowed to change your mind on a challenge?
Well, you're not, no.
No, thank you. You're
but
not.
But they are two different people. She could just be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I've changed my mind. I'm going to have a drink, but you can carry on.
Yeah, but you're living in a reality world there that does not exist.
Why?
This is a relationship. This is a relationship. You're not allowed to change your mind in a relationship challenge.
Why?
Because you're in.
Yeah.
Because you're in, you're competitive, you've agreed
you're
to do something.
You're competitive,
sorry.
Jack.
Maybe I'm only talking about me. Paul, what would happen if this was your relationship?
Like? I mean, I do like a diet type fad with my wife.
Yeah,
we've done a dabble with a bit of veganism.
Yes, you have.
We did a bit of pescatarianism, which I would still be up for, actually. I really enjoyed. Tried to do like alternative healthy takeaways.
Okay.
So things like that. And I do enjoy that. And I think that's fun. But at the same time, I agree, he hasn't really got any right to be upset with her. If she wants to do it, can do it. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like his Facebook profile pic is both of them. He's like, they've got
shared
email. It's like Pete and Trish at hotmail.com. Stuff like that. Really needy.
Do you think it depends who comes up with the idea, though?
Like, yeah, that is another good question.
Like, if she had come up with it, do you think, I don't know, would he have been as annoyed
it's just
if he had not done it?
Especially if you're struggling with this yourself and you've really tried and then she's just gone, oh, fuck it, give me a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
But it's not her responsibility for him to stick to what he's doing.
It's hard, though, when someone in front of you, Victoria,
I know,
has gone off it.
I couldn't eat fucking chocolate and cheese for a year. Believe me, I know what it's like to sit next to somebody who devours that.
Okay, listen, I'm on his side.
Well, I'm on her side.
If you say you're going to do a challenge with me and I'm the only one bloody doing it, story of my life, frankly.
Well, there you go. You'll succeed then and the other person will be
failing.
Yeah,
but then
I
eat twice as much because I'm pissed off.
Basically, producer Paul, you've just caused a massive argument here.
Okay.
We did put this to the Facebook community.
We did,
so let's see what's happened with them. Helen says, health and fitness pacts between partners or friends never work. You have to find your own motivation to do things. She shouldn't have agreed to do it unless she was really serious, but he doesn't get to be upset that she isn't.
Brilliant. Summed up in one.
Yeah, summed it up
exactly.
Quicker than we did. That's for sure.
Karen says, my husband was supposed to support me doing sober October by not drinking in the house. He lasted 3 bloody days.
3 days?
It made it much harder when he was sat there chugging Stella.
Oh, and the smell of a pint. Oh, I love it.
Disgusting.
Kelly says, I've never tried a health and fitness challenge with my partner because he's a skinny bastard who can eat what he likes and can go out and run 5K without doing any exercise for 2 years.
God.
Oh,
she's
wow.
with my partner.
I'm mine.
Oh my God. How have we ended up with these horrible people? I think if we did a challenge together, it would actually be more of a challenge not to punch him. So that's a little simple minor challenge that goes along with a big challenge.
Another Helen says, my husband gave up on the 2nd of January.
God.
I'm still trying.
Oh, wow.
She's getting on with
Laugh
it.
Laugh out loud.
That's fine. Julie says, over the years I've done dry January and sober October, but never again. They were the worst months of my life. My husband did dry January a couple of years ago and he hasn't drank since.
Oh wow.
Which is great because he's always the designated driver and I can have wine with my lunch listen to that, anytime I want.
Amazing.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great
See, obviously when I was pregnant with Ethan I couldn't drink. That's enough to never get pregnant again.
I like having a drink with Matt, though. It's like, because he's never bothered. If we went out and I said, will you drive?
Yeah.
He would be absolutely fine to have one drink and drive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like to have a drink with him. Because I feel like, oh, fuck, am I pissed? And he's just sat there sober. That's not fun. That's not fun for anybody.
I imagine how it is for him.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not fun. So I don't like that.
I
don't like that.
Rabia says, I started fasting about 2.5 years ago. My husband always had my back, but he initially didn't join in. However, about a year into my fasting journey, he suddenly decided to start skipping breakfast and was suddenly fasting with
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
He isn't as strict as I am, but I do like the idea that we are both embracing the same lifestyle. It makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, agreed. Sure. That's a bit like you, Paul, and your wife, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's
like, yeah.
It's gonna, yeah. Yeah.
Heather says, dry January and veganuary are naffanuary. And I agree with both of those things.
Timothy says, I think quitting dry January is fine. It's no different to getting roped in by certain nameless people into having no mince pies, hold on, or Easter eggs until you've lost a stone. I don't know where that's come from. And then the harsh reality of that sets in.
Guys, we would never force you to do a challenge, would we? Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast a week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon's now just £4 a month, but the benefits are bigger than ever. Everyone who signs up in January gets the exclusive 2024 is my year sticker. And there will be a new sticker when you join every month this year. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue and free spot prizes, which includes cash as well. You just need to go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for the Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so I have found a wellness trend.
Okay.
Yeah, that we can get on board with. So you love a trend, don't you, Jo? So
I'm not one to jump on a fad. I think, as everybody knows.
I love the amount of things that we get sent and say, Jo, I've just seen this and it made me think of you.
I know.
And it's something so ridiculous.
It's stupid. The last one, which, by the way, I've not ruled out. The last one before we do this fad that Victoria's going to tell us about was leggings.
Yeah.
With whatever was in it.
Oh, my God.
In the legging material. Was helping you lose weight and tone up.
Yeah, but why? What was in it?
I don't know if there were electronic pulses. I didn't read a lot of it. I just saw the results and it was thrilled. Or there were like just, you know, the material that makes your muscles
like
fight against it almost.
That okay. Sounds quite painful.
Maybe it's a deep vein thrombosis sort of. You know, there's the deep vein thrombosis socks that you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that your muscles have to keep moving at all points.
Aren't they just like super tight socks?
Yeah, they're horrible.
I don't know. But anyway, these leggings lost weight and toned up.
Sound amazing.
I was keen on it.
Get yourself some.
I've bookmarked it. I've bookmarked it to research later.
Well, until you get onto that one,
yes.
Here's another one.
Give me
for
another
you.
One.
So this one is called Dirty Wellness. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep. So dirty wellness means you're on a diet or you do regular fitness, but you have the occasional splurge.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think this is all of us, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay, so it's all about giving yourself a break and not worrying if you stick to a plan all week and then had a Domino's on Friday night.
Okay, I'm
so
in.
It takes the guilt away.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'm in. So it's, do you have to have a Domino's?
Other takeaways are available.
Okay.
It's thought that by not pressuring yourself to stick to your goals 100%, it will be easier to get back on track if you fall off the wagon.
Interesting.
This is me. I'm all about that no pressure this year.
Well, you did well last year, yeah. So I cannot at this stage talk you down.
Vegan. Joe, remember?
Oh, yes.
With Dirty Wellness, your goal for 2024 shows us that we can get better, but not worry about being perfect.
Now, this is interesting because there is part of, you know that I'm slimming water.
Are you?
Born to do it. Love Margaret Mars Bramwell doing it for MMB. You know that, guys.
Yep.
Part of the Slimming World plan is...
A cult, sorry.
Flexible sins, right? So what happens is, if you... you can have 15 sins a day as a woman. And they are, like, you know, 7 sins for a bag of crisps or whatever. So it's the stuff that's bad for you to keep you having it in moderation. And what they say is, if you're going out on a night and you're going to drink, have flexible sins. So say to yourself, on Saturday, I'm going to have... 100 sins,
okay,
or whatever it is, because then you're still in the mindset that you're on a plan and you'll be straight back on it. So Saturday I'm allowed 100 sins, and then Sunday I'm allowed 15 again, because it keeps you in that mindset where you're not punishing yourself and going, fuck it, I'll start again Monday or whatever. It is, it's a similar thing where you are being good for all the other days, and on one day you're allowing yourself to have flexible sins. Dirty Wellness, same thing.
Yeah.
I feels would like the same thing. Like to know all of those people that have saved their sins for that Saturday night and had them just on drinks and not a kebab afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, I used to save my sins. When I got to Target weight, I saved my sins to go out drinking.
For a week.
I know, but I got there. That was the point. I got there and I saved my sins.
Okay, that's what you did each week.
Yeah, I didn't ever do flexible sins because I would have given myself 400. I would have been flexible
so
enough to have 400
when
sins.
You were getting to Target then, you didn't have any sins at all? Is that what you're saying?
No, I used to, like, say, have 5 a day, and then okay, I'd save 10 a day to go out and drink on the weekends.
Oh, I see. Okay, got you.
Yeah, but I would count them all and I'd count what I was drinking.
Wow.
I was such a good girl back in those days. I don't even recognise myself.
That could be you again this year.
Yeah, it could
Joe.
Be me again.
It could be.
It could be me again. Are you into Dirty Wellness? Are we into it as
yeah,
a, as a
I think,
podcast?
Well,
we should be.
I feel like that's actually pretty much my life, really.
Yeah, I think it is your life.
Great.
Yeah,
I'm glad I've got a name for it now, though.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. I think I'm pretty good during the week. I'm pretty disciplined, and then not so much at the weekends. And, like, yeah, if you can take 2 steps forward and take 1 step back at the weekends,
you're still forward.
You're still forward.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
And now you can go, well, I'm on the Dirty Wellness plan, everyone. What the fuck's wrong with you all? As they look down on you when you're
although I'm still
chippy.
Very clean. Very clean boy.
Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the 2 sides of your dieting personality, your slimming angel and slimming devil. And this week it is anonymous.
Secret devil here speaking. When I'm being really good and I'm being an angel, I spend my Saturday planning my meals for the week to a deficit calorie intake. I'm really good at doing that, and my halo shines bright. Where the devil creeps in is when I'm making the meals for my grandchildren. There's nothing more tempting than cheesy mash and fish fingers with some baked beans on the side. That little devil
Ethan's
creeps
favorite.
Into me, and what they haven't eaten, I'm shoveling in my mouth. Everyone else looks at my plan and thinks, what a slimming angel. But in my head, I know there the slimming devil lurks.
Oh.
Thank God for grandchildren who leave food on their plates that Granny loves to devour.
What a joy! The end of a fish finger is much better than making yourself a fish finger.
Well, I actually take the batter off Ethan's fish fingers.
Do you?
And I eat the batter and just leave him with the fish. The fish stick.
What a horrible...
What a lovely mummy I am.
Great mother you are, darling.
After him.
What a great mother. Well done, Anonymous.
Yeah,
we are with a cheesy mash I've not had for...
Love it. Well,
I don't even know how long.
I mean, it's essentially a jacket potato, isn't it, with
I
cheese?
I suppose it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
I do love the skin, though.
Well, I've told you how to crisp it up.
Yes, you really have. We want to hear about the slimming angel and slimming devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials, please. We are at Secret Slim Pod. Everybody who we feature on the podcast will get a special, not even for sale, guys, slimming angel sticker. It's exclusive if you send us that voice note. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.